You're listening to episode 305 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast.
Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of She's Building Her Empire. I am excited to kind of fill you in today. We're going to be talking about creating content. And honestly, content can be blogs, it can be live streaming, it could be social media posts. What types of business should be creating content? Every type of business. I don't care what you do. This really is going to apply to you. And, you know, as I'm venturing out and doing some other things and looking around to see what I currently have, I realized, wow, I'm not treating my rental properties really like a true business. And, you know, having social media platforms and having blog posts and all of that. And you're going to see that coming from me very soon. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because you might be thinking, well, I don't know that I really have a real business or just kind of a hobby, or it's no, if you want this to be something, if you want to make money from your business, if you want it to be lucrative, you need to make sure that you're doing this. So content is something that helps you on search engine optimization. So when somebody Googles and types in some keywords that you want to pop in, those are things where when you have fresh content, Google will say, oh, this website is relevant, show this website. If you haven't touched your website in 6 months or even longer than that, you aren't going to be popping up very high. So I really want you to understand there's so many reasons that we need to have great content, whether it's on our social, on our website, wherever. We want to make sure people are finding this and thinking, wow, this is really relevant content, because then other search engines are going to agree with that. Okay. So my team and I recently did this 6 month planning where we wanted to get ahead of the podcast and start to say, what's going to be coming? How can we be strategic here? How do we make this not feel like it's totally a last minute decision, right? Like there's some rhyme and there's some reason. I would say a few years ago when I started my online business, I would go on a Facebook Live and 5 minutes before I jumped on, I would be like, what should I talk about? And then I would come up with a topic. Not saying that that doesn't ever happen anymore, but it's not the norm, at least I'll say that. And one thing that I really just want to do here is make sure that everything just starts to feel a little bit lighter this year, right? Where I'm not struggling with, oh, I've got to do this and oh, I've got to do that. It's like, nope, we've got it under control. We know what we're doing, right? So that's kind of what we're talking about today, is how my team and I prep 6 months worth of topics for content in about a 2-hour meeting, a little less than that. So bear with me. I have not left my house in about 3 days. It is pretty cold here in Wisconsin, and it was 2 cold days, like negative degrees Fahrenheit, and then all of a sudden it warmed up to 26, but I wouldn't know because there is about 10 inches of snow on the ground outside, and everything is closed today again, and we've got a few more days coming with some crazy snow, so I'm pretty excited going to California this weekend. I need some, you know, even 60s and rain sounds pretty amazing when you're coming from where I'm coming from, so if I sound a little stir crazy, my apologies, but I'm going to give you some good stuff today, okay? So first of all, my team and I planned this. Like I said, we wanted to have a reason for what we were doing. We also have another kind of hidden agenda, but my right hand, Claire, who's kind of like our project manager, she is having a baby in May. And we really need to get ahead of that because, you know, if Claire is my right hand and she kind of helps me with like all these little things that I'm like, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? She can do whatever I need her to do. She's not going to be there for a little bit. And if she's not there and nobody else knows how to do it, I'm going to be stuck doing some of these things. So we said, you know what? Let's just get ahead of the game here. Let's really just kind of prep and prepare like I'm going on maternity leave so that we are just good to go. No one is stressed. No one is flipping out. We really want to just make sure we have great systems in place and a plan in place. So that's kind of why we did this. And then we secretly just all of a sudden we're like, wow, this is amazing. We're going to keep doing this. You know, every 6 months we're going to get together. We already put our calendar. We marked our calendar for when Claire comes back from maternity leave. Or actually, I think we planned it right before she left so that we wouldn't like overwhelm her the second she came back. So we planned one right before she's leaving with obviously knowing she could go early. So we put it with enough time. And that felt really good to know that we're already planned for 6 months. And now, not only are we planned, but we already have the next one on our calendar to move forward and keep this as a system. Because you know when you have a great idea and you're like, oh, I'm going to keep doing this, and then you don't put it on your calendar, you don't make a note, and then you're like, oh yeah, I was going to do that one thing, but I never did. This is how we fix that problem. So it's already on our calendar. We've already blocked out time coming up, and we're going to continue to do this, okay? So first of all, how much content is 6 months worth, like I said? Well, we're looking at coming up with weekly content for the podcast, and we did 6 months. So we decided it was about 24 episodes, okay? So we also came up with a monthly plan for something fun and extra to do just on our social media platforms that I'm going to talk about as well. So if you're like, I don't have a podcast and I don't want one, this could be a blog post for you. This could be a Facebook Live. This could be a social media post. It doesn't really matter, okay? So we looked at, okay, we're going to need 24 episodes. So that actually means we only need, with our format, we need 12 solo topics and 12 interview topics, okay? So we kind of looked at that. Now, cutting that down in half already is not that overwhelming. You know, 12 different things. So how do we figure out what should we talk about, right? So step number two was brain dumping. What do people want from us? What has gotten the best response in the past, right? So we can see what podcasts are popular, what blog posts people like, which social media posts got the most engagement, right? We can see all of that information. That is so much knowledge right there that we're able to take and then use that to decide what's moving forward, okay? So we also, we're thinking about what are we always hearing about? What are things I'm interested in learning in? What are things I'm excited to teach about? Who would be great guests that our audience would be excited for? So we did a survey back in, I think, summer of last year. And on that survey, we actually asked things like, who else do you listen to besides Stacey? Well, that was really fun to see because now I know who else do you enjoy? Who else are your favorite people? And maybe I need to have them on the podcast, right? So that was actually a really informative survey. And we, of course, looked at the survey to come up with topics as well. We checked our Facebook group. We wanted to see what are people asking about in there? What are most frequently asked questions inside of our paid courses, right? So there's just so many places to get this information from. And even if you don't have any of those, go in other people's Facebook groups that, you know, this person is something very similar to what you're doing. Go, you know, figure out what they're doing there. Go on iTunes, grab a book. If you're a parenting coach, go look at parenting books and look at questions they're asking or, you know, forums. There's so much information out there, guys. There's just no excuse to say, well, I don't know how to come up with topics. Okay. They are everywhere. Then another thing we asked ourselves was, okay, we've got really popular topics like goal setting in January, right? Everybody's doing goal setting in January or how to lose weight if you're in the fitness space. So we asked ourselves, how can we put a different spin on it, right? If everybody is doing it, someone might say, well, I don't need a goal setting workshop because I already did 3 this month, right? So I've already heard it a dozen times. I'm pretty good on this. So one of the things we did, I'll just give you an example for January, was everybody's doing goal setting, right? January 1st, it's like, sign up for my goal setting challenge, goal setting this, goal setting that, right? So one thing we did was at the end of January, we did a goal assessment workshop. So people are still in the goal setting phase, right? They've most likely set their goals already. But now this is something that I don't really see a lot of people doing. No one's really saying like, let's assess those goals you set and figure out if this actually is going to make sense. Will this work, et cetera, right? So I want you to start to say to yourself, how can I be different? Not just better, right? If somebody's got 3 ways to do your next big goal setting and you're like, well, I'm going to do 6 ways to do it. No, you guys, like you've got to be different, okay? When you are different, there is less competition. All right, so that was our next step. So now we've brain dumped all these ideas. We had way more than 12, but now we needed to go, okay, well, which 12 are going to really I guess, solve what our people need, right? And we need to put them in an order that makes sense. So not only are we grabbing 12, but we have to put them in the right order. And this is where people don't understand strategy and how it's just so important. When you are winging it, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. When you can strategically put a topic in the right month because you have a program that's coming up that would lead to that program perfectly, that is where it needs to go, okay? So we are asking questions like, what's the intention here? Like, what's the intention behind this episode? What are we promoting here? What are we trying to get people to lead to? You know, what's coming up? Do we have an event? Do we have a course? Is there a launch? Is there a new product or sale going on? What do people need to hear about right now? Okay. So we figured out a call to action in every single podcast for the next 6 months, which is pretty cool, right? And maybe again, if you're doing Facebook Lives, there's still, I mean, anything, there's calls to actions in social media posts, right? So what are those calls to action? So let me give you a few examples. Are we going to be talking about a freebie where we just want to grab their email, right? That's a call to action. Are we asking them to, hey, did you know I have a Facebook group? Go join the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group, right? Now, maybe that's my only call to action is just, I want to get these people in my Facebook group, right? What else could we be doing? We could be talking about our live event coming up. We could be talking about our coaching, our masterminds, a program, a flash sale, right? What is something specific we want them to do? Like maybe tag me on Instagram, right? You hear me say that all the time, or leave us a review on iTunes, right? So what is something you want them to do? If you aren't telling your audience what to do, you need to. Don't assume that they know what to do. I think that's a big mistake that a lot of people make is you start to see more of what you want when you tell them where to go next. You're like, oh wow, I'm getting all these reviews on iTunes. Well, have you been trying to get them to go to iTunes? Like it will happen, okay? So I want you to be very strategic. And when you come up with your topic, on that back end of that sentence, you're gonna say, and it's gonna lead to this, right? Because that helped us put the right topics in the right places, okay? Now, we had way more than 12 ideas. So we started to use this as just extra content for Facebook Lives, other social content, you know, different posts, maybe a blog we want to write, any of that, okay? So we then were discussing how much we loved the 12 days of giveaways we did on Instagram. I don't know if you saw that, but back in December, we did 12 days in a row of different giveaways, things that we did. We tried it for the first time. We had no idea. And it honestly was so good, you guys. Our Instagram following blew up. Our engagement blew up. And we did this back in December. It's only January at the time I'm recording this. And back in December, I mean, you can go look for yourself to see, but on our Instagram right now, if you went back to an early December post, you're going to see between 100 and 200 likes on a post. Okay. Then in January, if you look at this past week, we're in I don't know what day it is right now. Right now I'm recording this, it's January 28th. I know you're listening to this in February, but I'm recording this in January 28th. This past week, we had some posts that had like 2,800 likes. So you're talking within 60 days, probably more like 45 days. We went from 200 to 2,000 likes on some of our posts, okay? So we realized, wow, we have got to do some little extra fun stuff like that because it is really, really great to get engaged people, right? And it warms them up. And people stayed. Our giveaways are done, but they're still there. They're still liking posts and commenting. And we want to keep doing more of that stuff, right? We love doing challenges, right? We love, love, love challenges, but challenges are a lot of work. This is not just something you just wing, right? I have an entire program on how to do a 5-day challenge because it takes about 90 days for us to prepare for a challenge. So we are not going to just keep doing challenge after challenge after challenge because it's a lot of work. So it's not like I can do one every 30 days, right? So we decided, okay, well, maybe we do a challenge every, you know, 3-4 months. But in the meantime, what if we just did something little and fun? And maybe we found a happy medium between just something a little bit more than your regular weekly Facebook Live, but not as intense as a challenge. So how could we do that? So you might have seen us do this for January, but we did a goal assessment workshop I just talked about. And that was just a little extra workshop, wasn't a webinar, wasn't anything like that. We just wanted to do something a little bit more than a Facebook Live, right? Make it feel like an event, talk about it, advertise it, all of that good stuff. But it's not just your typical, oh, I'm jumping on and I might be planned or prepped or I may not, right? So every single month we decided, what could we talk about this month? Whether it's a one-time 2-hour workshop, whether it's a 2 or 3-part video training, right? anything like that, you guys, what can you do just to have an extra something? Maybe there's a flash sale 1 month. Maybe there's a 3-day something, right? Whatever it is, what can you do to kind of spice things up, right? So now what's great about all of this is it's on paper. And the best part is we can rinse and repeat. So when you have monthly rhythms, you don't have to start from scratch next year. Like, we can do this same goal assessment workshop next January. And I'm telling you right now, but you, by the next week, next year of January, you might go, oh, I didn't even remember she did that, right? So when you do something 12 months away, it's completely fine. People don't remember. And if they do remember, they're excited because they liked it so much last year that they want to hear about it again. So what we've been doing with our Plan to Profit Challenge is it's been something where we know we're going to do our Plan to Profit Challenge every like November, December, depending on our dates that make sense for us. We know that it's going to be our annual thing. We're only going to do it one time a year, and people look forward to it. So I think last year was our third annual, and every year it's like getting bigger and bigger, and people are like, I did it last year, I did it. And it's like, this is how people are starting their goal setting, is they're kicking it off with us with their Plan to Profit Challenge. So what are things that you can do, right? What are topics you can bring up or talk about? So as we head towards spring break, do you have a business where it makes sense to bring up spring break, right? I mean, what can you do? How can you make this work? I just had our preschool close today for no snow or too much snow. So our preschool closed, and I love this preschool teacher. She sent a thing out saying, hey, we're closed. And then she said, and by the way, here's just like a little thing I just kind of made that shares activities to do with your children on a snow day while you're at home with them. Okay, brilliant. I wanted to message her back and say, this is so smart, because first of all, what is she doing? She's creating great content, right? She's not doing this for a business or to market or any of that. She was just being super helpful because she's a really nice person. But imagine if you had content like that heading into spring break or summer break or back to school, whatever that is, if you are always that go-to, people are going to go, oh, I want to hear what she has to say this year, right? So what are some things you can do? Every business has seasons. If you're planning content or promotions, but you're not taking into consideration the time of year, I want you to stop and slow down, because you're missing out on great opportunities, okay? So the best part is when you have these rhythms and routines, you are not starting from scratch. You just get to tweak what's working. So every year we update our Plan to Profit Challenge, and we make notes from last year. So after that challenge was over, we're like, okay, we loved day three. They loved it. It was this, it was that. Day four, it was a little difficult. So we're going to do this next year. So 12 months later, we're not trying to remember what worked and what didn't. We go off of last year's notes. So every year we're able to make those programs better and better and better. Okay. So I really want you to be thinking about that. And this is how you build systems, right? This is where automation comes in, and you start to feel like you're on top of all the chaos of entrepreneurship, right? All of a sudden, things get easier, things get lighter. I'm not going, oh, what should I talk about? How can I jump on again? I feel like I've been giving so much content, right? Now you get to start to repurpose, reuse, and make better the things you already have existing, okay? I hope this is making sense for you guys. So just to kind of recap really quickly, what I want you to do is, whether you are going to pick, number one, you're going to pick how many months you want to plan out. Are you going to do a 90-day? Are you going to do 6 months? What do you want to, maybe you're going to be like, I'm going to do all 12 months on my calendar. Go for it. Okay. So I want you to pick the length, and then I want you to figure out in that same step, how many is that? Is that once a week? Is that once a month? Maybe you do a monthly newsletter. What does that look like specifically? Okay. So that's number one. Number two is you're brain dumping all these ideas of things that you can do. So you're not going, okay, topic number one is this, topic number two is that. No, you are just coming up with a million ideas of what you could talk about, what your people would want to hear about, okay? Then number three, you are selectively picking out, like we picked out 12, you're going to pick out whatever yours are going to be, and figure out what are you picking out, and then what order, right? What call to action, where are we leading them to? One thing I didn't discuss was, we picked out 12 people we want to interview, and we made sure that those interviews, okay, this person is really great at this. I'm going to purposely make sure that the conversation heads this direction. So when I ask somebody to be on my podcast, I won't just say, hey, do you want to come on my show? I'll say, hey, I'm looking for a great guest expert in February to talk about X. Do you want to come out and actually talk about that, right? So now we can start to really make everything make sense with what we're doing specifically, okay? So those are the three pretty easy steps that I want you to do, and I really want you just to work through, because you'll start to go, this feels so much easier. And one of the things that I want you to realize too is When we're on social media, we are focusing on what we call our ACE framework. And it is just this little simple three-part guide to turning our leads into customers. We are thinking about it every single time we do that. I have it in a free download for you. I will link it in the show notes, but you can also go to bit.ly/ACE framework. Okay, so bit.ly/ACE framework. And in there, it's going to show you every time you go live or every time you post or every time you, whatever you do, there are three things you have to make sure you are doing or you will waste your time. Okay, go grab that. It's completely free. And I will tell you, it's not a little spoiler here, but when you go opt in and you put your name and email there on the next page, I have this thing called a social selling starter kit. I've been selling this for 2 years. We just recently made a big update to it. I'm talking about like how we're using DMs and we're screenshotting some of our DMs in here to show you, don't worry, we're blacking out the names. We're showing you how we're selling in DMs and how we're using Instagram stories. And we're just giving you lots of templates and pictures. And if you want to go grab that, it's going to be on that next page. It's only $19. It's typically $97. So go grab it before we raise the price back up to $97. And know you get lifetime access as well as our little annual What's Working Now video. So again, go to bit.ly/ACE framework. Even if you just want to go put your name and email in and get that free download, go for it. And then if you're like, no, I really want to go to the next level, it's only $19. It is so well worth it. It's called the Social Selling Starter Kit. All right. Now go grab that, start implementing those three steps and start building your content calendar out so you have the ease and the freedom and you don't have to worry about stressing over what am I going to talk about today. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, you guys. Have a great rest of your week and I will see you back here for another episode really soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.